Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kalayim Daf Mem Aleph, and we are starting in the middle of the Amud with a brand new halacha, Halacha Dalid, and in the Vilna Sursa Daf, it's near the beginning of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we've learned many times before the what's a kerem shtam kenegid shtam vachas yotze zonov, and here we have the Mishnah actually telling us this. The Mishnah says hanitayr shtam kenegid shtam vachas yotze zonov. If a person plants five vines, two opposite another two, and the one sticking out like a tail, hareza kerem, that's a kerem. And if he wants to plant a different min nearby, he would have to distance himself four amas. Now, there's two different opinions of this. If you take a look at the bottom of the Amud with the picture labeled Tess, that's the way we've been understanding all along. And the picture labeled Yod is Shitas Rambam, which is another way to have Shtam Keneged Shtam V'Achas Yetze Zonov. The Mishnah continues, Shtam Keneged Shtam V'Achas Bantayim. Let's say there's two opposite another two, and then one in between those. Take a look at the picture labeled Chaf. Or the Mishnah continues, Shtam Keneged Shtam V'Achas Be'emtza, two opposite another two, and the one in the middle. That's a picture labeled Lamed. In a Kerem that's not a vineyard, Achu Shtam Keneged Shtam V'Achas Yetze Zonov. We have to have two opposite two, and the one sticking out like a tail. Now, the Gemara Mem Aleph on Beis on top tells us, Rav Chiya bar Abba says, B'shem Rav Chiya bar Yosef, where do we get this concept of Shtam Keneged Shtam V'Achas Yetze Zonov? So in regards to the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk tells us, Eretz Kanan L'Gvul Eiseha, the land of Canaan according to its borders. And what does that teach us? Gvul Es Shabadul Hema Kananim. This is referring to the borders that the Kananim chose for themselves. Now the reason why this Pasuk has to do with the Kerem is because we already have many Pasukim telling us about the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So what do we need to have this other Pasuk telling us, Eretz Kanan L'Gvul Eiseha? It must be teaching us about some sort of other border, namely the borders of a Kerem, of a vineyard. And since the non-Jews that lived in Eretz Yisrael used to plant their vineyards, Shtam Keneged Shtam V'Achas Yetze Zonov, we learn for ourselves that that's what a kerem is. However, if Imi Bayer, if Imi asks the following question, V'lameidim mina Kananim, we learn from Kananim, this is not learned from the Pasuk, from the way the non-Jews used to do it, it's Halacha Moshmi Sinai, that Shtam Keneged Shtam V'Achas Yetze Zonov is a kerem. Now, how do we go about measuring the four amas that we have to distance ourselves from this kerem? So Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, B'moide Loichson, we have to measure slanted. Take a look at the picture labeled Aleph over here. We have our Shtam Keneged Shtam V'Achas Yetze Zonov, and we draw a diagonal line from that tail to that second vine in the second row, and we measure the four amas from that diagonal line. However, Rabbi Yosi bar Hizmina says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, no, atroya kilu achas natua kan, we view it as if there's one planted there. Take a look at the picture labeled Beis. We pretend that there's another vine planted in that second row opposite the Zonov, so it's like we have two rows of three, so we measure dalet amas from that imaginary vine which is planted there. Now, Rav Yehuda bar Yehuda asks the following question. Not a shtam keneged shtam v'achas yetze zonov. Let's say he planted two opposite another two and one sticking out like a tail. Shtam keneged shtam v'achas yetze zonov. And then another two opposite two with another one sticking out like a tail. Atroya kilu acheres natua kan v'acheres natua kan. Do we view it as if another one's planted here, another one's planted there? Take a look at the picture labeled Gimel. This question is referring to vines set up like this. The first row has four vines. The next row has two vines planted in the middle over there. So do we view that as two potential setups of shtam keneged shtam v'achas yetze zonov? And that would mean that in row two, we're going to imagine that vines one and four are filled in, and then we would have to measure four amas from there, or not. Another question, not a shalish keneged shalish. Let's say he planted three opposite another three, v'achas mechuvenes keneged emtzai, another vine by the middle one, atroya kilu acheres natua kan l'soise kerem gadol. Do we view it as if another one's planted here and now it's considered like a kerem gadol? Take a look at the picture labeled Dalid. We have two rows of three vines and in the middle row, we have a third vine planted. So do we fill in those two empty spots with theoretical vines and now view it as three rows of three vines and that's considered a kerem gadol? And what do we know about a kerem gadol? That we apply the din of mechayel hakerem to it, and that means that if there's a fence nearby, there would have to be a full 12 amas of space in between the vines and the fence to be able to plant there, or do we not say that? The Gemara says, how could we ask this question? Loichenat Amar, didn't you already say earlier on in this parak in the beginning on the Flam and Zayin on Beis, ain't Zonov L'Kerem Gadol? That we don't say Zonov L'Kerem Gadol? So how are you applying a Zonov over here and adding in vines theoretically? So the Gemara says, no, B'shashu Gadol. That's only talking about when it already is considered a large vineyard. Meaning, if we already have three rows of three vines planted, and then there's another one, a tenth vine, sticking out like a tail, that vine's not considered part of the Kerem. And that's what we mean, ain't Zonov L'Kerem Gadol. But over here, we're asking a different question. Ma'ulitein Zonov L'Kerem Katon V'la'saise Gadol. Do we say Zonov to a Kerem Katon and make it into a large vineyard? Meaning, are we going to theoretically add two more vines over here, turning it into a kerem gadol, and now we have three rows of three vines, and then we would apply the din of mechayel hakerem, or no? Do we just view this picture dalet over here as two rows of three vines, and that's considered a regular kerem, and then this other one, the seventh vine, which is sticking out of the middle row, is not considered like a zonov, and we wouldn't treat it as part of the kerem? And we don't have an answer to these questions. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha, halacha hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.